experience with both the slowdown and the zone defense. Did you feel today like you adapted a lot more quickly to that than you have in the past? What was that like for you guys?
Definitely. I feel like it was definitely something where when I did switch to that zone and they switched back to the man, I feel like we were comfortable, you know, no matter what defense they were playing. So I think that, you know, it was both experience, but also, you know, playing with confidence and just being poised out there, especially, you know, late in the game. I think we realized that, you know, we really had to make some changes as far as how we wanted to attack, and we were able to do that.
What's been the key to defense?
I think it's just come down to all five guys playing together and having each other's backs. You know, you can throw the X's, O's out the window, X's and O's out the window. But we realize where our weaknesses are. We realize where our strengths are. You know, everyone just taking it upon themselves just to guard their man. And, you know, when there are lapses, which there always are going to be, because no one can play perfect, just having your teammates back.
Was there a moment where it felt like you guys were turning the corner defensively? I mean, in here?
Today in the game?
No, over the last month or so. I mean, where it felt like you guys were starting to get it.
I mean, we realized that, you know, as a team and individually, you know, we weren't doing what we're supposed to be doing.
When was that, you think?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
What'd you do after the game got postponed? Disappointed where you're not
to play? I mean, I wasn't too disappointed. I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, it was fun out there with the snow and everything. Having a 5-day weekend is always love. I just went home and I probably just watched TV, to be honest with you. I went to Franklin Street, but it was like dead, so I was like, I'm going home. It's too cold out here.
James Michael, early in the ACC season, you jump out to a quick start like the Syracuse, and then like 5 to 10 in, we didn't see much. Now, last 6 games, you played 40 minutes. What's been the key in that adjustment?
Probably just, like you said, you basically answered the question, just trying to play, you know, at that level, you know, throughout the game. I realize I'm not going to be, you know, a scoring machine scoring every time I get the ball. That's just not Carolina basketball. So just, you know, playing in the system and my teammates, you know, hitting me when I'm open, finding the open spots, and, you know, just taking it upon myself to step up, you know, like today late in the game when I realized that we did need to score. I didn't necessarily do anything crazy, but just, you know, running the offense. And like I said, my teammates were able to find me. And just really doing that for 40 minutes and not forcing anything, but just trying to play at a high level, you know, where plays like tip-ins and easy dunks just come to you naturally.
You and Marcus both played 37 minutes. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I couldn't have told you how many minutes I played today, but, you know, it's just 37 minutes. You know, half an hour plus 7 is not that long. I mean, it's a lot easier than the practices we probably go through. But, you know, I think we're young. We had a whole week off. Our legs felt great in warm-ups. Guys were jumping out of the gym in warm-ups today. So, definitely with this long stretch coming, you know, we're going to just try to take care of our bodies a little extra today.